Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Buruj. Now, there is a narrative which is found in Al-Wasit, which is Bahadi's Tafsir, and a similar one which is found in Salabi's Tafsir. Both have the same text, however, the chains of narration are different. As far as the text in Wasit is concerned, the words are, this is narrated by Ubay ibn Ka'ab from the Prophet Muhammad, and he is reported to have said, "Man qara surat al-buruj a'ta'ahu Allahu bi'adadi kulli yawmi jum'atin wa kulli yawmi 'arfatin yakunu fi ad-dunya 'ashra hasanatin." So a person who reads Surah Buruj, the Almighty will give him the reward of 10 pious deeds for every Friday and for every day of Arafah which comes in this world. So the number of Fridays and the number of days of Arafah which are found in this world, so for each of these days, for each of them, the Almighty shall give the reward of 10 pious deeds to that person. Now, the chain of narration of this narrative is extremely weak, and of course, in the words of Hafiz ibn Hajar, it is concocted, it is fabricated. And the reason perhaps is that it contains two very, very weak and very unreliable narrators. And one of them is Harun bin Kathir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom the comments of Rijal authorities, for example, are Yahya ibn Ma'in regards him to be Laysa Bishai, and Zaifun la yuktabu hadithuhu, and Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says Laysa bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani regards him to be ghayru siqa, and Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be Zaif. Imam Bukhari, Imam Nisa'i, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash regard him to be matruk. And the comments of Imam Nisa'i at another place are Laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu, and similarly the comments of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash at another place are Kazab, that he is a liar. And Abul Qasim al-Bughvi regards him to be Za'iful Hadith Chiddan, that he is extremely weak in matters of Hadith. So on the basis of this information, Hafiz ibn Hajar probably has regarded this narrative to be concocted. And therefore, of course, his view is absolutely clear about this narrative. Now, as far as this narrative is concerned, the way it is found in Salawi's Tafsir, as I said, the text is exactly the same. However, the chains of narration are different, and in this case, in this chain of narration, the weakness is found because of the fact that there is a narrator called Ismail ibn Majid, about whom we have no jar or ta'dil available. So we don't know his particulars in this regard. And the other weakness in this narrative is that Maqil ibn Ubaidullah is found in it, and he is regarded to be za'if by Yahya ibn Ma'in, by Uqayli, and by Ibn al-Jawzi. So on the basis of this information, this narrative too cannot be correctly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all in all, we can say that this narrative, the way it has been reported in both these tafsirs, it is very weak, and its ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is almost baseless. And the proper and correct way perhaps to reap the blessings of reading a surah, as indeed in the case of Surah Buruj, is that we should understand the message of the surah, we should reflect on its message, we should act upon its message, and we should also communicate that message to others. This is the right way of understanding the Quran and having a living relationship with the Quran. And as far as this narrative is concerned, since it has a very, very weak ascription, almost a non-existent ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hence it should totally be disregarded. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.